Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, everyone. Tim Kitzer here from NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. And you're listening to Growing Up the Same with Trayvon Edwards and Jason Madison. Ooh, boom shakalaka. And now, here's your starting lineup. Trayvon Edwards, Jason Madison. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
And today, we got our special guest. Y'all know him as Big Waz, the intellectual Haitian, the Haitian sensation. I mean, the list can go on. Well, we got Wozni Lambre here. What's going on, brother?
I'm here. I'm chilling, man. First of all, I'm very happy you guys invited me. I feel honored to be here, but I got to put on my shades for this one because only superstars come on Growing Up the Same, baby. You got to be a superstar. When I looked up and seen y'all had Brian Koppelman, the nigga who made Rounders and Billions, I was like, oh, nah, these niggas is different. They different. So I got to put my stunner shades on to be on this episode, bro.
Hey, man, we feel very, you know, graced by your presence right now. So thank you for lending your superstar qualities to the show, brother.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Very humbling. I love you guys.
Wozni Lambre is an NBA culture writer for The Athletic and Account the Ding's co-founder.
And now it's time for the one or the two with J Skills.
Platinum or gold?
Oh, gold all day.
Knicks or Nets?
Nets.
Lil Kim or Nicki Minaj?
Lil Kim.
Queen Penn or Charlie Baltimore?
Chuck.
Russell Simmons or Rev Run?
Ooh, I'm gonna go with Rev Run because Russ was out here.
Yeah. Nas or LL?
Give me LL because he's from Hollis. He's from my neighborhood. So I gotta go with LL.
Working out or eating right?
Working out for me. Because eating out is too hard. Pause.
Zach Harper or Tom Haberstroh?
Ooh, Haberstroh, because I met him first. You got to be loyal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Best of Both Worlds or Collision Course?
Bruh, Best of Both Worlds, which I literally this weekend, I was in Palm Springs for my friend's birthday. Shouts to my man, Arthur. And we was just playing joints. And I was like, yo, I ain't heard Honey in a minute. And of course, the internet only had the dirty version where he says your pussy tastes like honey.
Yeah.
Which at the beginning of this song, Jay-Z dedicates the song to his niece.
The best of both worlds, please believe it. Brooklyn, Chi-Town, it's all the beautiful ladies in the world. Dedicated to TT, my niece. Everybody in the world.
Strange times, early 2000s were, but it's a weird best time. Of both worlds for sure.
Yeah, Kels had the belt buckle with the tongue on it and all that. Yeah. It was out of pocket. Steph and KD or Bron and AD?
Give me Steph and KD.
Ben Shapiro or Candace Owens?
Candace Owens, because we could potentially hook up.
Right. Kid Rock or John Voight?
Ooh. Give me Kid Rock, because he got records.
Joe Biden or Bill Clinton?
Biden.
Colin Powell or Bill Belichick?
Colin Powell, because he Jamaican. You know what I mean? Island things. I got to give it up to my fellow West Indian island brothers. So definitely Colin Powell, even though I can't stand either one of those cats.
Tom Brady or Pat Mahomes?
Mahomes. Oh, God. Hate Tom Brady.
The Hamptons or Malibu?
You know, man, give me Malibu. There's way more shit to do, honestly. The Hamptons is type boring. Like, if you don't, like, it's basically your nice-ass McMansion or bus. Like, it's pretty quiet and dull outside of that.
MAGA or the Tea Party?
MAGA.
George W. Bush or George H.W. Bush?
H.W.
Bill Maher or Jon Stewart?
Stewart.
Louis C.K. or Chris D'Elia?
Give me C.K., man. C.K. didn't do anything. He just jacked off and, like, made people watch it. Like, he didn't touch anybody or, like you know, physically harm them. He just...
Right. He was just on some weird
scary
shit.
Images. Yeah.
New Orleans or Miami?
Much as I love New Orleans, it's Miami all day.
Houston or Atlanta?
Never been to Houston, as crazy as that sounds. And Atlanta is probably my third favorite U.S. city outside of New York and L.A. So ATL all day.
D.C. or Philly?
Philly.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining. Flexing on these, I'm like Popeye on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type of can of men casting grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new...
I hate the phony ass, bougie ass black people in DC, bro.
Yeah.
They are so bougie and nose up in the air and Jack and Jill in the face ass niggas. I can't do it, Jay. Yeah. I really can't do it. Give me Philly. Philly's like a real place, bro. Like, it's really culture. Not to say that Uptown DC is not culture. I'm relaxed, DC people. I get it. But like the type of yuppies, the black yuppies that DC attracts are just my least favorite type of niggas. Like literally my least favorite type of Negroes are the people in DC. So I'm good. Philly is real.
He's hitting up.
But it pains me, Gervais.
Chopped cheese or cheesesteak?
Boom, shakalaka.
Fuck out of here, John. Chopped cheese, boy.
Jerk chicken or fried chicken?
This might be the toughest one. I gotta go with fried chicken, man. I got to. Damn.
We love me some jerk though.
Nah, we love us some yo, bro. I grew up on it. Like I came up, I grew up on jerk chicken, but fried chicken, just the different styles that you get with the fried and the Louisiana hot and the New Orleans style, and just I gotta go with fried chicken.
Bitcoin or Ethereum?
Bitcoin, baby. I'm Bitcoin till that thing fucking drops, bro. Like it said, like I think it said what, like 34 this morning,
bro. It's 30, no, it's at 37, bro.
Oh, it said 30. Oh my lord, 37. You was there that day when it went up, shot to 39.
Yeah.
And I was like, good lord, sweet Jesus. I was looking at that thing like, cash out me. I was like, nah. bro, I am riding Bitcoin until the death.
Yeah.
That's how much I believe in Bitcoin, bro.
Right. Dogecoin or Doja Cat?
Give me Doja Cat.
All right. Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos?
Two supervillains. Damn. Elon. Not Bezos. I like Amazon. Like I actually use Amazon damn near every day. As much as I hate Bezos, I'm a hypocrite. I'm on Amazon every day.
Right. Rachel Maddow or Anderson Cooper?
Man, and I know my leftists are going to hate this. I'm going to go with Maddow. I know she's like pretty one of the most annoying liberals like on planet Earth. But like, I think she does care about the right things. So give me Maddow.
Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo?
Cuomo. I can't do the Tomery and the Coonan, Jay. I just can't. I can't. No disrespect, but like I can't do it. Like, you know, and the crazy thing is because I got a long memory. I remember distinctly when Don Lemon was Coonan on TV. Right. Then he started reeling it back. I was like, nah, actually, like this black, white race, yada yada is real, and I don't have to coon and tap dance and act like a Tom all day every day, and right. He stopped it. But I remember the tap dancing, bro.
Yeah,
I remember it.
We ain't forget, Don. We ain't forget.
We ain't forget.
Van Jones or Dr. Umar?
Umar all day. Van Jones is cat, bro. Like he, Umar. Like as much as like sort of buffoonery he does, like he's about black people,
right?
At the very least, you can say that. You can say some of his stuff is misguided, pseudoscientific and ahistorical at times, and he can be very wrong-headed at times, but like you can't question whether this guy is for and about black people. As Van Jones is, that nigga's tap dancing, bro. Like he's a sellout. Like a sellout. He's straight up and down the definition of a sellout. So miss me with Van Jones completely.
For sure. Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity?
I gotta go with Hannity because Carlson is so evil in his intelligence. Like he's so much smarter than Hannity. Right. So he could weaponize the evilness so much more potent. And it just is scary how good he is at being evil, bro. Like and manipulating stuff. He's what like Hannity's like he's a fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like he's just a straight up clown entertainer, and he gets his role where it's like Carlson is like doing something way more sinister.
Yeah, it's malicious.
Yep.
Michael Wilbon or Tony Kornheiser?
Much as it pains me, Uncle Wilbon, I gotta go with Tony. He's a New York cat, and he's just so much funny. He always made me laugh way more than Wilbon because he's such a clown. So I gotta go with Uncle Tony.
Yeah, Wilbon kind of takes himself too seriously sometimes.
Yeah. He's a serious cat. And respect, you know, like when you like to be black and to ascend to the level that Wilbon has ascended to takes a lot of seriousness. Like you gotta be a nigga who don't take shit, right? Like you have to be black and to accomplish the things that he has. But that being said, like Kornheiser makes me laugh, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Jalen or Jacoby?
Jacoby all day.
Greenberg or Golic?
I would rather hang out with Golic, but again, New York City bias, fellow Jets fan, I'm gonna go with Greeny, even though like I get it. I get why people are annoyed by him, but I gotta rob.
Joe Budden or Gilly the Kid?
button. I was, yo, I don't share this fact very often publicly, but I was the biggest Joe Budden head stan. The first album, 10 minutes and all of that. Like, I was obsessed with Joe Budden, bro. Like, yeah. All of the freestyle stuff, Focus, that led into the first album, like the Clue tapes and the Envy tapes. And this dude was just, like, he was just incredible. I remember when we thought he was Rasheed Wallace, because yeah. Rasheed Wallace had a drop on that mixtape.
Right.
And we thought that it was Rasheed Wallace rhyming on the Coming For You verse where Joe Budden said, "I turned around and blew trout like Crips in court." I mean, like, this dude was just so next level from the beginning. And yeah. then honestly, Jay-Z shelved his album, ruined his career. Then he became like, and no lie, Joe Budden was visionary with the YouTuber shit. Like, right. he was doing that in like 2005. And it was so nasty to watch. He had this one video where it was called Tahiri Gets Her First Benz. And it was this nigga tricking off on his shorty. And I was like, this is nasty. Like, why are you doing this? You're one of the best rappers out. Like, why are you debasing yourself this way? Little did I know, like, that predated Love and Hip Hop reality TV. People, literal YouTube celebrities. Like, Budden was so ahead of his time with all of that. But I was a huge Budden fan, like, to the point where one of my best friends a day, he continued with it, right? Like, mood music, like, are you in that mood yet? All of that. I missed it. I was off the train. I was like, I'm off this dude. Like, the remember when they posted the fetus, the dead fetus with Esther Baxter? There's so much nasty work in this guy's career afterwards. Yeah. And I just like, no, I can't do it.
At first, I was a fan too. I mean, Joe Budden had a moment, bro. At that time, this was when we were still getting everything from the source, and they were kind of like funneling who was going to be the next guy.
Yes. 100%.
And his freestyles and everything, he was dope. And we all were, if you were a hip hop head, you were believing like Joe Budden was the next era of MC. And like Focus was that. Oh. And it was like, okay, this is hot.
Oh, God.
And then it was low key weird because when Pump It Up came out, as big as it was like, damn, this is kind of corny for who we thought he was as a rapper. And then, like, he kind of continued on that train. And Jay-Z shelved him, but he derailed his own career by not staying true to what that identity was as Focus and who we thought he was going to be.
You know what's so crazy about that is Pump It Up blows up. Hov being Hov because he's just such an asshole. Like, Skane and Clue are his little guys. Those are his little dudes. Right, yeah. Like my youngins, those are his youngins,
yeah.
And he knows those are his youngins, Skane and Clue, and Budden is their artist, and Budden has a big record on it, and that's why in the beginning of the song he says, "Sorry, Skane, I'm gonna give it back to you, but like, yeah. I'm gonna go crazy on this. I'm gonna sun your little artist right now,
man."
And Joe being Joe, by the way, did a response to on his own beat where he fucking kills it.
Give me that beat, fool. It's a full-time jack move. Sorry, Jay Webb said take it back, dude. Top. Mini 2, he plays part now. Top. Listen, I'ma just have some fun. No. Part in the future. Sing the track now. It's been a good week, Hov. You can give it back now. All these rappers is cooking, cracking. Took the realness out the game. It's time to put it back in. The fans finally got it understood. They just capping.
And we were all just like, why didn't you do this from the fucking beginning, Joe? Like that, packing the mag in the bag of the accurate, all of that. I was like, yo, you could have just did this from the start.
Yeah.
But whatever, you know, the Busta record still gets played at parties because it's so classic. Just Blaze beat, you know, like sort of Baltimore club music, house music type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Again, I was the biggest Joe Budden stan. In my, you know, I mean, when I was, because that's when, at that time, Jay, is when I became sort of like, I came of age as a rap fan, where I like really figured out what and who I liked and why I liked them, right? So this is around the same time, like, we had, in New York specifically, like, we had a special reverence for Jay and Nas and LL and all of these guys who we seen as like, they were there, but they felt apart from us as youngins, right? As 13-year-olds. Budden, Juelz, Cam, Banks, even 50 to a lesser extent. A team. What's my man Stack? Like, those guys felt so much closer to us, and they were the guys that we love. They felt like the young, hungry, up and coming. It's like what I would imagine a kid right now feels about somebody like Ja Morant. It's like, yeah, I know Bron and them and Kawhi and them are the ones right now, but this young dude, Ja Morant, is next. He's my favorite right now, right? Like, so that's the sort of feeling that we had as youngins for guys like Budden, for guys like Fab, for guys like Jada, right. You know, for guys like Cam, right? Yeah. And so, yeah, Budden was a part of that.
Tack Stone or Charlamagne?
Man, that's tough. Give me Charlamagne. Another person who I have a complicated relationship with. I remember when he started out. You got to remember, I grew up in New York, right? So when he started out on Wendy Williams, who, if you're a New Yorker, you already had a relationship with before. So he started out on Wendy Williams show on WBLS. Back in the days before Power 105, there was Hot 97. These are the stations that played black music. Hot 97 played rap and R&B. Mm-hmm. Kiss FM 98.7, which is now ESPN, weirdly. 98.7 played old school R&B, soul, all of this other stuff. And WBLS 107.5, they also played old school stuff and contemporary R&B, but they would do the goofy shit where, like, say on the R. Kelly joint with Biggie, like, you should be, that song. And the big verse where he goes, sitting, reminiscing about when you started dissing, spit in the faces of public places. Like, that was the joint. Mm-hmm. What BLS would do was play the song, and when Big's verse come on, cut it. And then go back into the beat, into the hook. That's the type of station BLS was. I hated BLS for that. Right? So Wendy started off at Hot, where I think she was doing either the mornings or, no, she was doing like the bridge between morning and Angie's slot, which I think was afternoon, if my memory serves me right. And she was the gossip chick on there. But we knew Wendy Williams for, like, she made her name off of, I will say anything about anybody. I don't give a fuck. She was a renegade, bro. Yeah. She was a fucking renegade. She was a crazy person. Yeah. So she leaves Wendy. I mean, she leaves Hot and goes to BLS, and she starts her own thing at BLS, and she's killing. And then she basically, at some point, she brings Charlamagne on, and he's sort of like the sidekick. He's sort of like, if you watch Howard Stern, he's like the black lady.
Like, what's her name?
Robin.
Yeah.
He was the Robin of Wendy Williams' show, right? And, you know, we got to keep it real, because this is growing up the same. I was a kid, and I was like, yo, there's a man on this gossip show that's gay.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this dude's gay.
Yeah.
He's gossiping about other men on a woman's gossip show. That's gay. That's corny.
Right.
So, because I was young, and that's how we were socialized to think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yo, this dude is whack. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, and I've said this on Naima and them show before, how it was explaining the current. I was like, yo, when Power started, it's hard to explain our loyalty as New York City people to Hot 97. Like, it was the only station playing our music, our culture. It was the hub. Like, our parents didn't bump this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were the only ones listening to this, dressing like this. Like, our parents told us our clothes were too big. Like, as hip hop people, Hot 97 in New York was just, I can't even explain how important this shit felt. Right. So the loyalty that station engendered amongst us, the listeners in New York, like, we felt a part of the station. So when Power pops up, I'm like, nigga, I'm not listening to no bootleg Hot.
Right.
You're bugging.
Yeah.
And then what Power do? They start poaching people from Hot 97. So people who you already loved, like Envy, like Angie, like Clue. Clue was actually the first one.
Yeah.
So Clue had a he had a radio show every Monday night called Monday Night Mixtapes. So obviously you guys know Clue is a mixtape legend in New York, broke thousands of street artists. Like Clue's contribution to the game is unassailable. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a legend. But we know him as Clue. He got famous for being the nigga that just broke the craziest street records. Mm-hmm. With like the like you don't know of a Blueprint. First time you ever heard it was on a Clue tape.
Right.
4 months before the album dropped. You feel me? So yeah. Like that's what Clue was, legend. So we know him on the streets. But Hot gave him a radio show every Monday night, like at 11 p.m. I think it started, called Monday Night Mixtapes, where he would. Because, you know, the mixtape I felt like came out once a month. Mm-hmm. So in those intervening weeks, you waiting for new heat, street heat, not singles for the next big major release albums.
Yeah, the street shit.
Underground shit.
Yeah.
Clue's radio show, Monday Night Mixtape was where he would do that. I know y'all still waiting for the mixtape, the next mixtape to drop, but don't think I don't still have heat in the tuck.
Right.
That he would play on Monday Night Mixtape. Obviously, there's a legendary story. Fab got signed based off Skane bringing him up to Monday Night Mixtape the same night they got Nori. We've all heard the Money, Power, Respect freestyle that Nori and Fab did. He got signed literally hours after that freestyle. That was on Monday Night Mixtape, right? Hot 97. So Clue has Monday Night Mixtape at Hot. Clue was the first one they poached at Power. I was like, shit, fuck, I gotta really start taking these cats serious because Clue is a hero.
Right.
Then slowly but surely they bring Envy in, then they bring Charlamagne in. They bring Angela Yee in, who was on satellite radio, Sirius or XM or one of them, with Lip Service and all of that. And they just start buzzing. They just start bubbling. They just start slowly but surely, they elbow their way into the slot. And Charlamagne makes a name for himself as the dude that's willing to say anything to a rapper's face. Yeah. And that's when I developed a respect for him.
For Charlamagne.
Because yeah. I was like, yo, again, because my adolescent mind, my young mind, I was like, yo, homie's gay. This is whack. This is gay. Gossip monger. You're a man. That's for women. Yada, yada. That toxicity. But I gained respect from them from Hot because they got it so filthy at Power. The way they came in the hyper-competitive New York market and made a name and stamped themselves, you got to give them the respect, 100%.
For sure. Recurring 2K checks or Green New Deal?
I got to go with Green New Deal. One, obviously for the planet, but two, the amount of jobs, that would literally be millions of jobs, good paying jobs, making new renewable energy, investing in the infrastructure to make the country, you know what I mean? Like solar panels everywhere and wind chimes and all the different shit, the renewable shit we can do with a Green New Deal. When you talk about the millions of jobs, millions of people's lives being affected and effectively saved by having these amazing, well-paying jobs, you know, you got to go with the Green New Deal. That's before we even talk about saving the fucking planet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Kobe or LeBron?
I used to get Kobe. Now I get LeBron. You know I'm LeBron all day, man. Rest in peace to the legend, of course. But, man, I've been a witness since 2002. Like, so... And I never get tired of telling the story when people be like, why do you fuck with LeBron like that? I'm like, yo, you got to understand, in 2002, I was a high school hooper, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm watching, of course, we all watch ESPN religiously. It's on a loop when you were that young, especially around that time. And I'm watching a little special that they do. They're like, listen, there's this kid in Akron, Ohio. His name is LeBron James. He's 16 years old. They're saying if he entered the draft right now as a junior, he'd be the number one pick. They're saying this is the kid is going to be the next Jordan. Shaq's going to his games. Mike is going to his games. I'm like, okay, I play high school hoops, right? Like, I know what is. And then, of course, Jason, he's 6'8", but he has a handle.
Yeah.
And he has hops. And he has court vision. I'm like, hold on. Wait. I play high school hoops. I watched the cats on Varsity. When you're 6'5", you're a center who can barely walk and chew gum at the same time.
Right.
This kid is 6'8" and is the point guard and is dunking on. I'm like, no, this can't be.
Yeah.
This is somebody who was playing high school hoops at the time. Like, this is impossible. Then I watched that first game that ESPN aired. Mm-hmm. The cockback dunk, the no look. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is, again, I was somebody who grew up loving Mike. And don't get it twisted. Steph, Brooklyn guy. I was obsessed with Steph. One of my favorite players. Ron Artest, New York City guy. Yeah. Always been one of my favorite players. Not only New York City guy, went to St. John's. Mm-hmm. Won the city championship at LaSalle. Went to St. John's, went to the Elite Eight. Goes to the NBA, becomes an NBA All-Star. New York City guy. I'm Ron Artest. Obviously, I love Shaq a lot. Yeah. I loved Kobe in the early years. A lot of people don't remember when Kobe first came out, he was bopping people. He wasn't this efficient, get to my spot, raising fire, no waste of movement. No, Kobe was a street baller. He was bopping people. Yeah. And you know, in New York, people are obsessed with ball handling. So a lot of people became Kobe acolytes off of his handle.
Yep.
Over the course of his career, he was like, nigga, I'm grown. I do what I do, get to my spot, get my shot up, and I'm going back to the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But when he first came out, I remember watching this man shake Scottie Pippen out of his shoes. And Scottie Pippen was known to be the best perimeter defender damn near ever.
Yep.
And Kobe, I was like, oh, nah, this kid is different. So I liked Kobe too. I had all of these people that I was fans of. They never gave me the feeling that Mike gave me, obviously. Right. But I was still big fans of people. But then when LeBron pulled up, I was like, this is different. Yeah. This is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So has to be LeBron.
Yo, Rob.
Yo, Amin.
What's the biggest complaint I always have whenever we record these podcasts?
Besides Jerv being too sleepy, I think it's you forget to name a couple things. You always want to talk about some extra stuff.
Oh, man. It's the worst feeling in the world. When we get done and we say cut and I'm sending the files to Rob and I say, shit, I forgot we were going to talk about this topic or that topic. Well, guess what? We're not going to have those problems anymore. If you go ahead and download the Stereo app, that's right. Go to stereo.com/DarthAmin and make sure you are linked and subscribe to us. And we're going to talk about all of the different things that I always forget about. This is a great app. Every time you guys are listening to this pod, you say, oh, I wish I could chime in. But you're listening to a pod. You can never chime in. It's pre-recorded. Guess what? With Stereo, you're able to have your voice heard. You can ask real-time questions about either the pod episode we recorded or whatever we're talking about at the time. It's great. It's a forum for you to listen to your favorite podcasters, that'll be me, and yours truly, all at the Count the Things Network. And we're going to be out here. We're going to do this regularly, multiple times a week. Just hop on Stereo, download the app, subscribe, follow Darth the Mean, follow Talk Hoops, follow Trayvon, follow Big Waz, all of us. You know who we are. You search for us on the Stereo app, you will find us. And subscribe to us and be a part of these conversations real time. Have the ability to ask the questions that you want to ask. Stop us when we're on some bullshit, as we are frequently. And of course, catch some content that goes above and beyond what you listen to in the podcast you already love. Again, that is the Stereo app. And you can follow me, stereo.com/DarthAmin. You can look up everybody else by their handles. Their handles are all the same as what we have on social media. You can join us multiple times a week. I love Stereo. I'm on the app talking all the time. Follow me and get notified every time I go live.
Why Clef or Lauren?
Clef. I mean, I get it. I know Hipster's going to say Lauren Hill because she put out one good album, but like, why Clef? All day. Man's a musical genius.
MLK Jr. or Obama?
No contest. MLK. It's not even, they shouldn't even be put in the same sentence.
Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson?
I'll take Jesse. Because, like, I mean, Jesse is not a shyster. He's not a hustler. He never sold crack. he never became an FBI informant. Like, Al Sharpton has lived like 20 lives, bro. Yeah. Like, this man used to sell heroin. Do you understand that? Like, this man was a federal informant. He worked with the feds. He worked with the mob. He like, bruh, he's on another, that man is on another level, bro.
Yeah, he's lived a lot of lives. NBA Jam or NBA Live?
Live, Live 95. Don't you remember playing Live 95 for the first time with Shaq and Penny?
Yeah.
Where it was just cool. Like, this is the craziest thing I've ever experienced, bro. It's got to be Live. Like, man, it, you know, obviously the later years of the game, it got so fucking horrible. Where it was just like, Jesus, EA, like, my God, you guys are lazy. You guys are horrible. And, you know, 2K just became like, just like 20 times better. But like, remember those games? Remember Kobe was on the cover of a game? I forget. It was like on N64. Mm. There was all these other basketball games on the market. But right. NBA Live was just, bar none, the best.
Yankees or Mets?
Mets. Fuck the Yankees.
Boomerang or Nutty Professor?
I gotta go with Boomerang because Robin Givens just, she just did something to me in that movie, man. It was just too, she was powerful in that movie. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this the type of chick that'll easily ruin my life, and I'll be happy about it.
Nick Cage or John Travolta?
Give me John Travolta.
Godfather or Goodfellas?
Godfather. God, as much as I love Goodfellas is so... Goodfellas is like... Goodfellas is like an In-N-Out burger. Like, it's fucking incredible for what it is, right? Like, it's amazing for what it is. This fast pace. Boom, 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 boom. Like, the movie never stops.
Yeah.
But the themes that are being tackled in Godfather about legacy and family and crime and good and evil and how much of our life, bro, how much of our life do we choose or how much of it is just circumstance that's played? Like, they're playing with so many themes in this movie.
Yeah.
You just, it's too heavy. Like, what? Nah, Godfather for sure.
It's deep. Paid in Full or Menace to Society?
Man, I'm gonna go Menace, like, only because, like, Paid in Full was one of those things as a New Yorker, of course, you love the New York of it all, right? Like, so it was enjoyable, and these guys' legacies and legend was so huge when we talk about Rich Porter, Alpo, and AZ. It was like, it was just amazing. We heard it. We've been hearing about these guys in rap songs for, to that point, it was about 15 years. And we all read the Feds magazines and we all did all of that stuff. And so Paid in Full was very fan servicey for New York City kids. And I can't even imagine what it must have felt like for people from Harlem.
Right.
Uptown people, right? Like, that must have been, you know, manna from heaven. But right. I'll never forget what it felt like to watch Menace to Society for the first time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that movie shocked you.
It was like, also that movie, it was a different me. Era though, too.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get Paid in Full until niggas was older and you kind of had seen some things. Right. But it's like, Menace to Society. I don't know how old you are. I'm 33. So it's like when I saw that for the first time.
I'll be 34 on Saturday. So yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
And thank you, my brother.
Yeah, and I was what, like 6 or some shit the first time I watched it, 5 or so. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I had never seen nothing like that. And I didn't even know that niggas could do that in a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but I remember having
that shit, the bootleg was an experience.
Tape, you know what I'm saying? From my cousin or some shit and watching it when my parents wasn't around. And I'm like, yo, like, what is this, how it really is? Like,
gangster shit. Yeah.
Like, no, that shit was mind blowing. Snowfall or Narcos?
Narcos. I'm, you know, people know me for being a TV snob. I just, Snowfall just, when the guy got sodomized, I was just like, yeah, this is too much. Like, your drug dealer sodomized you? I can't do it. But Narcos is still one of my, like, I love every single season of Narcos. Season two of the Pablo story felt a little bit like overkill, a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, man, when they did the Cali cartel, then they took it to Mexico on your ass to know about the Sinaloa cartel. Like,
yes.
No contest, baby.
Nike or Adidas?
Come on, man. Come on, man. You know I'm a Nike boy, but I got respect for Adidas. I come from an era where we wore sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what I mean by that, I don't mean like these, you know, whack ass kids that use the word dead stock every day. That's not even what I'm talking about. That whole hashtag wear your sneakers movement, which I'm a fan of and all of that. I'm talking about we copped the Grant Hill Felas, right? That went without question. I had a pair of Pat Ewing's. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a New Yorker, like, you had to have, you wasn't shit if you ain't have a pair of Ewing's, right? We wore the Crazy 8 Kobe's. Like, I'm not going to front. I never took it to the extent of copping the M1 kicks. Obviously, I had the crazy shirts with the man on it. Of course, I had the shorts. Like, you wasn't shit if you didn't have a pair of M1 shorts. Like,
I had the M1 to slip on the, what was it, the Larry Hughes?
Oh!
I had them joints. I had them joints.
Yeah, and so people had the Converse Larry Johnsons. Like, we rocked everything. You know, there was a Saucony era. Or I don't even know if that's Saucony. How do you pronounce it?
I don't know how you say it.
In New York, we call this Saucony.
But Saucony, you know it's Saucony on both coasts. Yeah. Like East Coast and West Coast say Saucony in the black culture. But it's
right. It's Saucony. There you go. Saucony had an era. I remember my first New Balances, right? Like, you know, 997 gray with the blue N on it. Like, I mean, like, we did all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, Nike is what turned us out into the game, of course.
Right.
Nike's the one that made us into people who love sneakers religiously. Don't ever get that fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, and don't get it twisted. Like, in the 80s, like, the niggas who were rigid, the founding forefathers of hip-hop was wearing the Clyde Pumas, and they had, and of course, it was a thing. But when sneakers became, like, to the moon, it was Nike that did that, you know? So, of course, I'm a Nike boy.
For sure. Rihanna or Beyonce?
I feel disrespected that you would even ask me this, bro. Like, Rihanna, 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 Rihanna. Every single day of the week and twice on Sunday. Rihanna. We don't do Beyonce. No, y'all can love her music. I understand that, you know, I always tell people, I'm like, Rihanna is who chicks want to be.
Yeah.
Beyonce, chicks just want to go to her concerts and cry. Like, miss me.
Yeah.
Rihanna, Jason.
I got you, bro. Rihanna. Beard or a goatee?
I wish I could grow a beard, man. My shit is blotchy, if you can see.
Yeah.
It grows in blotches and patches. I look sick and flabby like Larry Holmes if I tried to grow a beard.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm envious of all of you guys who can grow full beards. It must be amazing to be able to do that. But yeah, so I'm going to have to go with the goatee because I got to love myself. If not, nobody else will. Right. But yeah, I feel like I was in like seventh grade when I wanted to. I was like, I cannot wait till I'm able to grow a beard. And it just never happened.
Text or call?
Text. Although I'm from the old school. Like, I'm from the era where I was trying to mack on a chick at 11 years old and my mom picked up the phone and said, get the fuck off my phone. And you know what I mean? And then I took 5 extra minutes. She got on it again and said, the fuck off my phone. So, like, I developed my macking skills from being on the phone. Like, you had to call a chick's phone and have things to say.
Yeah.
Like, there couldn't be no dead air. Like, you had to have spit to you to get a shorty to feel you. Like, if you didn't have that type of spit,
yeah,
you wasn't going to get no...
Nothing. If you couldn't keep them up on the phone all night, you had no... Yeah,
son, and we all know that. Yo, talking till 2-3 in the morning. Nah, you hang up. Yo,
that shit loud. Trash.
Yo, we all did it though, Trey. We all did it.
No,
so yeah, definitely.
Facts.
But I'm text now. I'm from that era, but text me because I can text multiple people at the same time. If I'm on the phone with you, it's like I'm distracted.
Yep. All right, my last one: music or sports?
I'm gonna go with music. Mainly because like how like me and my closest homies bonded for real was literally in our parents' basement, six of us playing the 50 Cent is the Future mixtape over and over again, hearing Banks punchlines, rewinding it, playing it again. Us going to backyard jams and barbecues and partying and dancing on chicks every single summer. Music is really what bonded me to the closest people in my life who are outside of my family, obviously, who raised me. So as much as I love sports, and, you know, of course, I'm close with people through sports too, but music, there's no contest. It's like, it's what we did to pass the time. We listened to music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
definitely music.
For sure. Well, that was the one of the two.
Nigga said that was the one or two, bro. That was 45 minutes.
that was growing up the same.
That was growing up the same, bro. I mean, shit. That nigga was long. Right? No, it wasn't good. No, that was great. That's great, bro. You know, what do you mean? You asked him some great questions and got Waz to open up. I didn't know that nigga like Joe Budden going, like,
man,
that, bro.
I love those.
My nigga was a joke.
Yeah, I don't tell people this shit. I don't admit to this shit, man, because the image now is just like, holy moly.
The one question I got for you, though, Waz, if you was to give yourself 18-year-old advice, what would you give?
Wow. It's going to sound corny, man, but it's like,
you 36. Stop trying to be.
I know. No. I don't want to be cool, but I don't want people to think I'm capping either, because it's real. Like, believe in yourself, right? Like, don't think that there's something you can't do if you really try to do it. If, like, really try to do it. Like, really sit down. Fuck all the bullshit and the distractions and the fun that, of course, I loved at 18. But, like, don't think that there's something you can't pursue. Anything. Whatever it is. And I'm talking about, like, anything. That's what I would want to tell the young me. And I would want to tell the young me that these things that you are passionate about, you can make them part of your life. Right? They don't have to stay just passions. Like, they can, if you apply yourself to something, you really will never even understand what you have inside of you until you try. You have to try. That's what I would tell the younger me. Cause I can remember times where I'm like, there's no way like somebody like me could do X, Y, and Z, or somebody like me could be X, Y, and Z somewhere, or, you know, I didn't go to the right school, or I don't know the right people, or I ain't come from the right neighborhoods, or my parents ain't have the right money, or whatever, right? Like, all of these things. And a lot of those things are real obstacles. Don't get it twisted. Like, those are real obstacles. But that's why I want to tell anybody, like, there will be obstacles. There will be problems. Things will fuck up, but you got to believe in yourself. Like, you have to believe that if you apply what you have inside in a serious manner, like, and we all know when we went hard, we can be honest with ourselves. Like, so the outside might not know, but within ourselves, we know when we went hard for something, where we gave it our all, where we was like, all right, you know, just at the gym where it's like, I could bang out this extra two sets, but I want to go home and, you know what I mean, have whatever, eat some popcorn. We all know whether or not we banged out that extra two set, right? And again, I'm not talking about, you know, the stupid puff shit, I'll sleep when I die type of shit, because that's dumb. You need to sleep so that you can have the energy to apply yourself, okay? You're not going to be able to operate at peak capacity with no sleep. So please get sleep. Please refuel yourself. What I mean by that is just, you know, for instance, just what I do now, just writing. As far back as freshman year of high school, in a class that I barely passed, my English teacher was like, I think you can write, son. If you ever decide you want to pursue this thing, here's my email. Hit me. I will help you with this. And I thought this man was out of his monkey ass mind because passing was 75 in that class and I got a 76. This is a fact. I got a 76 for the year. And on the last day of school, he told me that. I was like, yeah, what? I don't know what this nigga's talking about. Whatever. But of course, I was a dork about writing. I read everything that I could get my hands on, specifically as it pertained to sports. And shouts to all the people that I fucked with, whether it be Simmons, whether it be Hollinger, whether it be Henry Abbott, whether it be fucking Tom Haberstroh, Ethan Strauss. Like, you know, these are guys that I read and was obsessed with. But like, you know, people around me was like, I think you can do it, but you have to try. And then I remember getting laid off and my girl at the time was like, well, you know, if you weren't working in the financial services industry, which is what I was doing at the time, what would you ideally be doing? And I was like, man, I would be working in sports media, NBA specifically, because that's all I give a fuck about. She was like, well, why don't you try it? I was like, what, bitch, what? How does somebody like me do? I don't know a single writer. I don't know a single person in the sports media. I don't like, this doesn't happen. Like, people like me don't work in those professions. But she made me sit down and write something, put something together. And I remember working on it for like 2 days. And I remember thinking to myself, like, wow, like, even something like this, which wasn't crazy impressive or nothing crazy, but like, even something like that, I was like, I would never think I could put something like this together. I just would have never thought that. Maybe, but maybe, I did it.
Maybe some other advice is listen to your woman.
But then you laughed at that.
Not
one.
The worst advice.
But look,
not
dog,
the worst advice ever.
It wasn't corny. I thought it was very solid advice, man, for our listeners and for your young self. I wanted to give you your flowers. You was in the trenches with me 3 years ago. A lot of people don't know.
Factory.
We were sitting in a house
Factory.
With no lights on and was
we
trying to figure it. We were basically homeless, bro, trying to figure it out. You was like, I'm not going back to New York. And you made sure that you didn't go back to New York. And now you're, you know, doing pods with David Aldridge and also growing as a star. And I wanted to give you your flowers, big dog.
Thank you, man. It's really humbling to really think about it. Like that moment that we were in.
Like, bro, we were showering in the dark.
Son, in January of 2018, it was so dark. It was so fucking dark. Like literally and figuratively speaking, it was dark. And then I remember telling Charles, like, I'm not going back. I'm gonna figure something out. And of course, you know, obviously I had some resources here. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had my nigga boss here, my older cousins here. Like, I was never gonna be
down
actually,
bad. Yeah.
Right. I wasn't actually gonna be on Skid Row. But it was fucked. Like, when you consider where we were 2 or 3 months before that.
Yeah,
the trajectory was on to being like
electricity
cut off.
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, we squatted.
Landlord banging on the door like, yeah.
We squatted at an apartment, bro.
Like, you niggas ain't on this lease? The fuck out my crib type shit to, you know, what we're doing now. Like, yeah. Obviously, my boy Trey is at one of the biggest creative agencies in the world right now doing this thing and heading up marketing campaigns and shit. You know, it's just crazy. It's beautiful. And that's, you know, like you said, bro, like, you just got to believe in yourself, man. Even in the darkest moments, if you put your mind to some shit, you can get so much shit done.
Absolutely. Even when you feel like quitting, just keep pushing. All right, Waz. Well, I ain't going to take too much of your time. You know,
Jason had
some dope ass questions. He got the best out of you. Hopefully we can have you back on, man.
Anytime. I pray to, you know what I mean, get to the heights of actually belonging on Growing Up the Same. The fellow guests, the guest lineups is just too crazy, bro. So much millions on this show, bro.
Hey, this episode is like reasonable. Listen, this episode is like Reasonable Doubt, though.
You know, I love it. Thank you.
He's going to come back and say, all right.
And be like, oh, he was actually nice.
Word up.
My boys, thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
Growing Up the Same wins the game!